Hello and welcome to the Black Wealth, this is Building Generational Black Wealth podcast. And I almost forgot that for a split second. So you guys, I've been really busy today, but I wanted to make sure that I got a chance to record this for you because it's very important. This is the fourth commandment, actually. And for those of you who tuned into the first three, thank you very much. It's been great going over these. I have not gone over these since like 2005. So this has been awesome to be able to share this with you all. But this is the commandment number four. And this commandment is, and this is like a charge to you guys who have children. It is, I will teach my children about investing. Now, this is very, very important because I actually read an article yesterday, I believe it was, that they were talking about how children now, adult children, are draining their parents' retirement. They're actually ruining their parents' retirement because, you know, the parents are having to bail them out and things like that. So it's very important that if you have children, or maybe one day plan to have children, that you teach them about investing. So keep that in mind as you're going forward. Now, I'm a parent myself, and I have one child. So, and my child is grown now, so I don't, you know, have to worry about it. But, you know, as a parent, and my daughter was born, you know, I want the best for her. And, you know, and that included giving her the tools and the knowledge to build a secure financial future. So that's why I'm teaching, I was teaching her about this and really all the children in the family, all the nieces and nephews, to teach them about it because I want them to have a secure financial future. Investing is a critical skill that can help them to achieve financial stability, build wealth, and reach their long-term financial goals. And by starting early, my daughter, you know, she, in my mind, you know, she could develop healthy financial habits that'll benefit her for the rest of her life. And then, you know, she could teach her own children that. So I'm going to share my experience with teaching my daughter about investing, and I'm going to provide some practical tips for parents or people who may plan on being parents who wanted to do the same. So let's get started. So the first thing is, question is, why teach your kids about investing? Financial education is one of the most valuable gifts that we can give our children. By teaching them about investing, we can help them learn how to, number one, save money. Investing teaches kids to set aside money for the future instead of spending it all right away. Number two, make informed financial decisions. Investing helps kids understand how money works, the importance of budgeting, and the risk and rewards of different investments. Number three, build wealth. Investing can help kids accumulate wealth over time, which can give them more financial freedom in the future. Number four, be prepared for emergencies. Investing can help kids build a financial safety net, which can help them cope with unexpected expenses or job loss. And number five, give back to society. Investing can also teach kids the importance of giving back to society by investing in socially responsible companies and organizations. So that's something that, you know, if you look at all those things, you may have to play that back. So I hope you listen to this podcast again and write those down, because those five things are so, so important. And now I'm going to give you some tips on teaching kids about investing. So the first tip I'll give you, start early. You can never start early enough. So the earlier you start teaching your kids about investing, the better. Even young children can learn about savings, budgeting, and the value of money. When I was growing up, that's one of the things my parents did. My mother was a banker. My father was president of a credit union, so we were kind of always in the know about money. In fact, I was joking the other day that my father taught me how to do taxes when I was like 7 or 8. So, I mean, that's how serious they were about teaching us different things. So, and that's something I've been able to carry forward with me my whole life. So I've been very fortunate that way. So number two, make it fun. Investing doesn't have to be boring. See, you guys have been tuning in, so it's been fun, right? You can make it fun by using games, stories, or real-life examples to illustrate different investment concepts. And that's all the things that I do with you guys. Number three, use real money. Giving your kids an allowance or a small amount of money to invest can help them learn about the practical aspects of investing, such as buying stocks or mutual funds. I did the same thing with my daughter when she was little. I would give her money and things like that, and you know, to invest and so forth. So it starts that mind thinking early, and they become more aware. So number four, keep it simple. Investing can be complex, as you guys know, but you don't need to teach your kids about advanced investment strategies or complex financial products. Start with the basics and gradually build their knowledge over time. That's what I do with you guys. Like I said in a podcast earlier this year, which was that most of the time I'm talking about how you think, your mind, because that's going to dictate how you spend your money, how you invest your money, all the strategies. We can get into all of that, but I find that a lot of times that confuses people. So try not to do that too much, because everybody's looking for a get rich quick type of thing. Hey, can I do this strategy and works? I make $1 million. I've been doing this for a long time, all my life, really. And I can tell you that I have known people that have made $50,000 in 15 minutes. I've literally have known people, that have done that. And then you ask them, how long did it take you to lose the $50,000? Literally, it took them a couple of hours and they lost it. So it's no get rich quick thing there, guys. It's built over time, and you can make it fun for them, and you can keep it simple by doing just the basic things. My father told me one time, he said, everything complicated comes from something simple. So you always want to keep it simple. So, and number five, be a role model. Your kids learn by example, so make sure you're setting a good example by practicing healthy financial habits yourself. So make sure that you're not just pointing, saying, hey, do as I say, not as I do. You know, do those things, you know, show them what it's like and show them that you're investing. Pull out your 401k paperwork. Do like my dad did, you know, pull out the taxes, you know, and teach them how to do it. You know, you don't understand what that does for their mind, you know, so it really trains their mind to really see themselves in the future, you know, and hopefully as they grow older and things like that, they make good decisions with life and in terms of marrying people, if they decide to get married or partnering up with people, that person's going the same way. So it's very important that you do that. You know, at the end of the day, it's a blessing to you. If you teach your children about investing and you do a decent job at that, and they're willing to follow you and they go for it and they're doing it, then guess what? As you get older, they know what they need to do to get money, to be successful, how to manage their money so they don't fall off. And you don't have to support them financially like a lot of, you know, parents, according to the article I read, are having to do now. Imagine that you worked all your life, you're finally able to retire, you've got a great nest egg, and then you have children that are constantly borrowing you broke. And that will be a podcast, by the way, so called Borrowed Broke. So it's, but you're in control of that when they're younger. And if you have older children, teenagers, you can start. It's never too late. You have adult children, start talking to them about it. Start encouraging them to learn and teach them. So tell them to tune into the podcast. You know, it won't hurt them. It doesn't cost them anything to take a few minutes out of their day and listen to me ramble about investing. So I hope that this was helpful to you guys. Just remember, teaching your kids about investing is one of the best things you can do to help them build a secure financial future. By starting early, keeping it simple, and being a good role model, you can give your kids the tools and knowledge they need to make an informed financial decision and achieve their long-term financial goals. So don't wait. Start teaching your kids about investing today. And thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you with the fifth commandment that's going to be coming up. So stay tuned for that.